Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the third and final hour of The Nation. CY is coming up in 20 minutes. We're going to talk with the Rangers World Series winning general manager as they get set to visit the Detroit Tigers. Pregame is coming up at 5 o'clock and the first pitch at 5:40. Sands is going to join us in the lead up to the pregame. And then Mike Peasley has your pregame here coming up at 5 as Sands has your play-by-play. And Eric Nadell has this series off. Okay, what is going on with your Cowboys? It is time now for the C-Note, the Cowboys news of the evening. I wanted to play this Tyler Smith cut here for you. Where did we get this Tyler Smith audio? He's talking at the offseason workouts?
Or? Yeah, the eighth round podcast.
Okay.
He sat down with these guys, and they asked him about, like, would he prefer playing guard or tackle for the Cowboys?
Guys, you know, and I'll say this, guys. I'm coming off an extremely good year at guard. You know, I've had, you know, over this past year.
And only going to get better. And only going to get better. Right. Yep.
But, yeah, so I'm coming off a really good year at guard. You know, I'm feeling really comfortable at guard. I kind of like, you know, how the continuity is right now. Like you said, already prefaced this. I'm willing to do whatever it takes, y'all. And I'm able to do whatever it takes.
Yep. 100%.
And so, you know, we'll see what the future holds. You know, obviously, stay ready for anything. But for right now, I'm a starting left guard at Dallas Cowboys, y'all.
Yeah, you know, and I think he's got the right attitude that you love to hear as a fan, as a front office guy. Whatever you need me to do, I'm going to go at it full speed ahead. But I appreciate the honesty as well. How much would that impact it if I was the team? I would think, okay, the guy's got a lot of confidence at this position. I think people naturally want to be comfortable, so I understand that. I don't want to do anything that's going to make you super uncomfortable. If we end up drafting a guard or a center, and we're looking at you to go to left tackle, I think I would keep this in mind because chances are he knows better than anybody else how overmatched he feels out there, and I'd want to give it another year at tackle. But if we're reaching, if we're holding, if our footwork's just not as clean, I would keep in mind that maybe he's just going to be more comfortable inside where his power and can be a better factor, and the lack of operating in space is mitigated as far as a downside. Brian, how would you look at it?
I really do feel like their best position of playing him is left tackle and then TJ Bass playing left guard. And then they draft a center. That's just how I feel right now. They, to me, I don't trust. We'll see if in fact they get the correct tackle in this draft, if that's the case. Because there's a couple of guys I feel like they could play at a high level, and they did a great job with plug and play guys. But if it's not the correct one out there, but I feel like that if they had to, their best lineup would be to take one of these centers and then play
based
back
on what they have right now.
Right. See, to me, I don't trust anybody they've got right now to play right tackle. Or sweet, left tackle.
But just zooming in on it, you had all pro at left guard.
Yeah.
He was pretty decent at left tackle for a rookie.
Right. I think he made the Pro Bowl team his first year, right? I mean, and that maybe was some things kind of, you know, maybe some guys not.
So I'd be excited, like, what could year two look like at left tackle? But I'm not locking into anything. You know, I have to acknowledge what he said.
Yeah.
And as he prefers it, I'm not necessarily going in that direction just because he prefers it. But if you're like a borderline Pro Bowler at left tackle after this year, I might be looking for a tackle next year.
The problem is, though, they need a center in the worst way. And to me, I feel like that they could get a center. If they draft the center first, I feel like they'll be better equipped going forward. If the center is, say, a fifth round guy, you know, something like that, I don't know. Are you really upgrading from Biotish? You know, I just feel like that they've got to grab the center first.
Well, let me ask you, because
and then move.
But what's our best combination? Davis with a borderline Pro Bowler at left tackle, or a different tackle with a rock solid all pro at left guard?
The best combination they could have is if they draft Powers Johnson at center and play Bass at left guard and play Tyler Smith at left tackle. That's the best combination I think they could do.
Okay, can I interest you in this? Because I saw this from John Machota in his latest mock draft, and the three picks for the Cowboys were at pick 24 in the first round, the Oklahoma offensive tackle, Tyler Guyton.
Okay, yep.
And then they get Trey Benson, the Florida State running back, at 56 in the second round.
Okay.
And then they get the center from Wisconsin, Tanner Bordellini, in the third round.
Yeah, to me, Bordellini would be a little bit of a reach there. I don't think Bordellini is as good as the other centers that we're talking about.
Could you get a starter in the third round?
At center?
Yeah.
It has to be I kind of feel like that the centers, Norzad is the guy from Penn State. That's, I think, the last starter that you could legitimately get. And that would have to be. Now, we did a mock draft the other day where he got to us in the fifth. But that, to me, if you gave me the shot at drafting, you know, with like Powers Johnson or Barton in that first round, I'm moving.
Okay, what about running back in the second round or the best center?
The best center would be what I would draft.
Me too, 100%.
Because that would mean I would have to probably take Frazier from West Virginia in the second round.
And that would be a dang good pick, right?
Absolutely.
Second round pick for him because he's fringe first round.
Right.
Second round grade, but could be a first round guy.
I don't know if he gets to you in the second round. That's what I'm thinking.
That's the thing.
That's my problem right now, because I would sit there and say, but if you gave me a choice and you said, you would say that either one of the running backs are on the board, Brooks or Benson, and Frazier.
You got to go Frazier.
Taking Frazier.
Yeah, you can't go running back there in that scenario. Because you can get the Tennessee kid in probably the third round at running back.
Hopefully, yeah.
Okay, appreciate you answering my questions on that, man. It sounds like we're rooting for center tackle or tackle center running back.
If the correct, because you say right tackle, you're thinking right tackle. If the correct tackle is there for them, you know, then they're not going to move. They wouldn't move, but Bobby and I are hearing so many whispers about this guy's going to move anyway.
Like they're going to trade down?
No, they're going to move Tyler Smith to left tackle.
Okay.
That's the thing.
Even though he sounds like he'd rather be a guard, but he's open to whatever. Yeah.
But it just has to be the correct tackle there maybe to get them not to do that.
Okay, I'm much more cynical about his ability to play well enough at left tackle that'll be his permanent home. Brian is much more confident, and he's a scout, so you know.
No, I mean, I feel like he could play either spot. We've seen him play either spot, you know, and maybe with the way that he plays with power and all that stuff, and you know, you're right about having to deal with spacing, that might be, guard might be his best spot. I wonder if they've already in their mind are thinking we're playing him at left tackle.
Now, what would you do, Chief?
I mean, I think that in an ideal scenario that you open up much more options for yourself if you allow Tyler Smith to be the left tackle. And I do think you're talking about probably him being an A guard and a B left tackle.
Even at that, you'd take him at tackle over guard.
I would, because now I can get my center in the first round, and then I don't have to feel like, oh, I got to get another offensive lineman, because now if Tyler Smith's my left tackle, then I only need one position on the offensive line, and that's center.
Okay, great stuff. Appreciate that conversation. Be fascinated to be a
fly
on the wall.
If you could tell me I could get Frazier at 56 from West Virginia, then I wouldn't move. I wouldn't move.
They'll just take the tackle in the first round, Keep Tyler Smith at guard, and then take Frazier in the second round. Yep. Yeah, if you could guarantee that, then would be totally fine.
Yep.
Okay.
It is interesting, too, though, that Tyler Smith, it's clearly a comfort level thing at guard, because the money is to be had at tackle.
Yeah, but the thing that he struggles with, like Gavin was talking about, is sometime in space.
I respect him for the self-awareness to be like, listen, I could make more money being the left tackle of the Cowboys than being the left guard, but I know I'm more comfortable here and I will be a better player here. And if that costs me a few million dollars per year in my next contract, so be it.
Yeah. All right, next story here in the C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening here in the G-Bag Nation. Todd Atcha, ESPN Dallas. Cowboys may pay price for approach to extensions. He tweeted about it saying Cowboys need to adjust their thinking when it comes to extensions. And what's his angle? Well, I can distill it to this. The Cowboys are not wrong in their view, but their message is not convincing. That's about the seventh or eighth sentence down here as he's building out this story, talking about how, you know, the longer the Cowboys wait on deals, the more likely the cost increases. And he points out that their approach at the bargaining table isn't scaring anybody into doing a deal early. We've been calling them the cavemen for a half decade now. Mm-hmm. All the agents know it. This isn't a real thing where the Cowboys might not sign you. CeeDee Lamb actually said it last week as he's getting ready to hold out. I'll be with the Cowboys, guys. Mm-hmm. There is nothing to worry about here because we know what the Cowboys are going to do. And so if you're not willing to follow any of these through and say, bye-bye, we told you, you had to do our deal, or you weren't going to be a Cowboy, you're no longer a Cowboy. But these guys know the Cowboys aren't going to do that. And so I think Todd makes a great point. If you're not actually going to make people walk at the end of these, then just do them early.
I wonder if they're going to make Dak walk.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
where we're heading.
When you're talking about them being the cavemen and all that, we saw it with Zach Martin and all that.
Yeah.
Maybe now the mandate from up top is, okay, we're going to let this guy walk. We've got to change what we're doing here. And maybe Dak might be the first one that walks.
Yeah, it's definitely a different time, and enough time has passed now where you got to look at it and say, is Dak the player that's going to push us over the top with this team-building model, can't even get us out of the divisional round? I believe Dak is a top-10 quarterback legitimately, but if you're not going to build a team that's actually going for the Super Bowl, maybe it's best to try a different approach. And then Adam Schefter just now talking about CeeDee Lamb and the Cowboys. The Cowboys may not see CeeDee until he gets his extension. And again, this is something the Cowboys have been prepared for, planned for. They know they have to pay him. They want to pay him. But the two sides right now are not close to getting a long-term deal done. And while they're not, CeeDee Lamb will stay away. That's the report from Adam Schefter. So probably dig in for an extended holdout.
Maybe Sam Monson on that Pro Football Focus knew something in that draft, that mock draft, picking
a receiver.
Picking that receiver there. You know, if Lamb's going to sit.
Hey. That's the guy to let go. You know, I know there's been a lot of talk about Micah Parsons, who isn't there either. But if you're not planning on winning it over the next couple of years, you have a wide receiver in the middle of his prime, only 3 years in, I think that's the guy I would be looking to move. If we are deciding, hey, one of these guys has to go because we can't afford this many blue chip players on our salary cap, especially since how last year ended, you know, and now we're already into a holdout. I think, like, the meme of a see me Lamb, you know, like it's all about him. I don't know if that's true or not. I think he's one of the hardest workers. I think he's one of the most badass players. I'd love him on my team. But if we are talking about cutting somebody to, you know, get the rebuild kickstarted and pick up a couple of first round picks, that'd be my top pick. We got to move along to the top pick in baseball front offices. The Chris Young Show is next right here. The G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. It is the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It is time now for the Chris Young Show, brought to you by PlayScore and Anheuser-Busch. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car today, carsforkids.org. And the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel and Frankel are the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. Brought to you by Soda as well, by the way. Good afternoon, Chris. How you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm well. How are you all?
We're doing terrific. Thanks for joining us. Pre-game is coming up in 35 minutes here on your home of the Rangers. And Michael Lorenzen debuting tonight. Is that the top thing on your radar going into tonight's game? Or what's rattling around upstairs for you right now?
No, absolutely. We're excited to see Michael debut tonight. Certainly he's a very good major league player, was an all-star last year. He's going to be a huge addition to our rotation, and excited to get him out there. It's familiar territory for him. Obviously, he pitched for the Tigers some, so excited to get him out there and hopefully be a boost to our team and get us rolling here.
Do you think he has a chance? I was looking at how last year went, and maybe the total innings pitched caught up with him, created some fatigue. Are we going to get a even better version of Lorenzen this year?
That's a great question. It's something I think we're hoping for. I think that anytime you push past a barrier, an inning barrier that you've never hit before, there is a fatigue level that sets in. I certainly experienced that in my career. And I think that we probably can attribute some of the struggles down the stretch last year for him to that inning total. That said, he's in phenomenal shape. He's a tremendous worker, and he's really, really motivated. He is mad at the way the industry valued him this winter, and he wants to prove everybody what he is capable of, and I'm excited to see him go out there and do it. And at the end of the day, he's a very good major league pitcher, and I think he's going to help us out.
See, why you mentioned he's mad about the way that everybody kind of thought about him. Is that something that when you start to evaluate players that you ask them questions like that? Do you say, how do you feel about your situation, stuff like that, when maybe you get a chance to interview him to bring him on board?
Yeah, we didn't talk to Michael specifically before signing him, but when we do have access to players, we do ask those questions about what drives them, what motivates
sure.
them. And in this case, his agent did a great job of really representing his thoughts on kind of falling through the cracks of free agency and how he was undervalued or overlooked. And that was, I think, something that really has eaten at him and motivated him. And we're very thankful that he chose to be here, that we were able to scoop him up at the end of free agency. And then tonight we're going to get to see him in action. My hope is that it's going to be a great game, but you know, even if tonight didn't go well, I'm very confident he's going to give us a high level quality performance over the course of the season.
CY, we've known you now going on here in the second year with you, and you're never going to make excuses about your team or anything like that. But is it hard to evaluate your team right now where you're really at with what you're dealing with some of the injuries that you're having to go through?
Yeah, you know, and you're right. I'm not going to make excuses because we're good enough to win with or without injuries. I believe in our players, and I believe that when we play our best baseball that we can compete with the best teams in the big leagues. And, you know, the last week it's been a little challenging. Oakland is a very scrappy, solid team. You know, we had a ninth inning loss there that really kind of hurt. We would have won two or three against them. And then we went down to Houston, and Houston is a very good team, as we know. And we just didn't play very good baseball. So I think it's a good chance for us to kind of jump back in Detroit, bounce back and reestablish who we are, what we do well, and just stick to our brand of baseball. And if we do that, we can play with anybody. And I think that we have a very deep team. We've had opportunities for guys to step up and really fill in these injuries. And Josh Smith is a perfect example. He's doing a wonderful job of filling in for Josh Young. You know, he's playing a very good third base. He's played very good short for the days he's played over there when Corey's been off. And so, you know, I have a high level of confidence in our players. We just haven't clicked on all cylinders yet. I think when we've hit, we haven't, you know, pitched to the level we can. And when we've pitched poorly, you know, we obviously those games are tough to win. So if we just stick to who we are, we're going to be just fine. But there's no doubt the injuries are a part of it. Any team that suffers significant injuries to core pieces, they're going to have challenges throughout the year. And, you know, we're facing those right now. My hope is that we're going to get healthy and we're going to roll when we are.
Yeah, the health factor makes it even more challenging. But how tough is it to assess a team with just such small sample sizes at this point?
It is, and it's the middle of a tough stretch right now. I mean, 17 straight is a really tough stretch, especially in April when you're really trying to get your guys kind of just off to a good start. And we've got some young players in Evan and Wyatt who are going through their first full big league season. You know, we've got some veteran players who pitched and played really deep into the season last year, really, you know, into November. And we had abbreviated spring training, some that are coming off injuries. There's just a ton of reasons why, you know, we should expect this to be a tough stretch for us. That said, I know our group and I know their mentality. I know they expect to win every night. And I know they're not happy with the results thus far.
It's CY with you, dropping knowledge on your Rangers. And as a pitcher, you said the increased inning count is something that you experienced during your career as far as adversity to get through. How about punching something that broke your hand? Did you ever have to go through that?
Well, I can say I probably have shared Brock's level of frustration. I just was fortunate enough not to punch anything or punch anything hard enough that could break my hand. And, you know, it's really an unfortunate circumstance. And I do empathize with Brock. He didn't punch this wall because he was happy with his performance. He didn't punch it because he just didn't care. I mean, there's a high care factor and a high frustration level. Unfortunately, he made a really bad decision in terms of taking it out on the wall and hurting himself and hurting the team. And Brock's got to live with the consequences of that. He's going to miss time, and we're certainly going to miss the healthy version of Brock. But that said, it's a learning moment for everybody. We're certainly going to use this throughout our organization as an example of what not to do when you're frustrated. And Brock, you know, hopefully will come back with, you know, a different understanding of how to handle these moments moving forward that'll better serve himself and the team.
I was thinking about maybe adding some level of like a punch wall in the clubhouse. It's softer, maybe like a foam area, just like this is our designated punching area to let out the obvious frustrations at times.
It's probably not a bad idea, but every person has a different way of dealing with the frustrations and the highs and lows that come with the game. And again, like I said, Brock wants to be great. He really, he cares, and it hurts me that, you know, he's this angry and frustrated with himself that he took it out in a way that really hurt himself and the team. That said, you know, we want players that care, and we'd rather have it this way than the opposite.
Now, Boach said lighter possibly Wednesday. What goes into that decision?
Well, we're talking through some options right now, and I don't want to get too far ahead. But as I said, this is a 17-game stretch. Ideally, we were going to have Lorenzen jump back into the rotation this week and give everybody an extra day's rest, go to a six-man rotation for the week, give everybody an extra day here in the middle of this stretch where guys are pitching on 4 days rest early in the season. With Cody Bradford going on the IL, we're not going to be able to do that. So we're considering spot start from a couple different people. And Jack's name has come up in that conversation. And we're going to kind of see how tonight goes and look to make a decision.
See why I'm going to award my annual steak dinner to whatever the scout was that got you convinced to sign David Robertson, though, as a pitcher and what he's been able to do. A veteran guy. Is it one of those things where when you get a guy like that that's kind of seen it all, you just let him go out there and do his own thing, and it looks like that he is just really adapted to everything you guys are asking him to do?
Well, he's been fun to watch. David's been awesome. He's been a great teammate. I've really enjoyed my conversations with him in the clubhouse. He's got a beautiful family who I hope is having a great experience here in Texas, and really just a real competitor. I mean, not afraid of anything. And this is a guy who's done it on the big stage for a number of different teams, and certainly pitching for the Yankees on those good Yankee teams. And he's really just a great competitor. And, you know, one of my favorite David stories was that before we got to spring training, he sent Mike Maddox his schedule and said, "This is what I need. These are the days I'll pitch, and I'll be ready for the season." And Mike said, "Okay, done." And, normally it's the pitching coach scripting out the pitcher's schedule and kind of mapping it all out. But David just supplied it to Mike, and Mike said, "Good to go." And sure enough, he has been. He's been a lot of fun to watch.
And he's been outstanding for you guys. You have to be, and I hate to say this, you have to be careful with somebody that, or is it just he knows himself so well that you don't worry about a guy like that? I mean, he, you know, being at an advanced age, but pitching at such a high level here early in the season.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is you just trust the age and the experience. We're going through something similar right now with Max Scherzer. Max knows his body. He knows his buildup. He knows what he needs. And so we want to make sure we protect the player from himself, mainly because these guys are elite athletes who push the boundaries of what they're capable of doing. And sometimes that does result in injury. But when you have players like Max and David Robertson who've been around and done it, they really know what they need, and they're very honest, and they communicate very well. And so we kind of let them guide us. But again, it speaks to who these guys are, and there's a reason these guys have pitched into their late 30s so successfully. And that's because they have a high care factor, and they are very in tune with their bodies, and they are just elite in every way. It's not just the physical talent, but it's the drive and the work ethic and all the intangibles that have allowed them to play so long and have so much success.
You got Chapman early last year. You were the envy of other front offices.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
It's too early to be talking about that kind of stuff, right? Fans want to know, are you thinking about moves already?
You know, guys, I'm going to throw myself under the bus here, and you guys are so kind to say that we got Chapman early and we're the envy of other front offices. I mean, Cole Reagans is a heck of a pitcher and pitching great for Kansas City, and so I really appreciate you guys not bringing him up. Maybe this is a smart media move to beat you to it and bring it up before you guys can, but, you know.
No, we see don't why.
You savvy, Ben.
No, I got buddies around the league that are scouting guys, and they're like, your guy CY got after this early. Like, he was beating everybody to the punch. So, we're giving you credit because, like I say, these guys I trust, they're saying, no, CY's on the job. So, that's why we're saying
well,
that.
Well, I'm my own biggest critic. And look, I'll say this. Chappie helped us win the World Series. I have no doubt that we don't get there without him. But Cole Reagans is a phenomenal talent. Sure. He's doing great things. He's going to have a great career. And I'm really happy for him. He's getting the runway he needed and deserved in Kansas City, and we couldn't quite provide that to him last year as we were in win-now mode. That said, you know, hindsight's 20/20 with these things, but last year's team got off to such a hot start. It really allowed us to be aggressive early. I think part of it, too, was that we saw how thin the bullpen was. It was a clear need, and when we had the opportunity to to move and acquire Chappie. We did what it took to get him, and he certainly helped us win. He was, for a stretch there, I thought the best reliever in baseball for a 6 or 8 week stretch there midseason, and helped us into the postseason too. So we're going to stay open-minded. I don't know exactly what the needs are going to be. They may change between now and the time the trade deadline rolls around. I just hope that we're in a position early enough that it's very clear that we're buying, and then at that point we'll do our best to upgrade the team.
Yeah, anybody brings up that Reagans thing, you just act like you're pondering about it and put your thumb on your chin and show them that championship ring. I'd say it's worth it, CY.
It definitely was. That said, Cole, like I said, he's a we'll miss him in time. I have no doubt, but I'm wishing him the best.
That won't make you gun shy, will it?
No, I mean, you gotta give up something to get something. And if we're trying to win, I'm always going to be aggressive and give our guys the best chance to win championships. That's what this game is about, and it worked out last year. We made some bold moves with, acquiring Chapman and Monty and Scherzer. And, I think each one of those in their own way helped us win a championship. And, we lost some really good players too, but, nobody's going to trade that for the championship we won.
I love it, sir. Have yourself a great afternoon. Give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Guys, thanks so much. Great chatting with you.
There's CY, the CY Show, brought to you by PlayScore and Anheuser-Busch. The money quote, we're going to get healthy. And we're going to roll.
There we go. Like it.
Salute. Okay, Jared Sandler joins you next right here. It's the G-Bag Nation. Pre-game's coming up at 5 o'clock here on The Fan.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Sorry about not pressing CY more on the bullpen. We were already getting super late. We'll ask more about it next week, and I think it'll be an even more pressing question next week considering how this trend is going. It's time now for Jared Sandler to join you. The segment's brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. And, Sands, good afternoon. How the heck is Detroit today? Good evening, Jared Sandler. He's at Jared Sandler
on X. Hold on one
second
there, Dalton.
Yeah, he's a, pre- and post-game show guy. He is an insider. He is a play-by-play guy, both radio and TV. And this particular series, he's doing the radio. And Mike Peasley has your pregame coming up in 10 minutes as they visit the Tigers.
People forget that Jay and Jared Sandler stands for Jack of All Trades.
Yes.
He can really do it all.
Yes. That's an important, thing to reestablish from time to time, because I don't feel like he gets enough credit for his wide skill set.
No, he's very talented at what he does. Hope we never lose him.
He's a baseballsman.
Yeah. Yes, sir. And he's brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing, Jared Sandler in Detroit. I think some interesting things said by CY. Maybe the one that's going to get fans the most excited is not closing the door on Leiter starting on Wednesday. That's a lot of fun.
Sure.
They're trying to go six men to give everybody an extra day of rest, but then Bradford gets hurt, so now you need a new sixth. And here we go, Leiter time, buddy.
Yeah, Leiter has done a pretty solid job. I'm not going to act like I've seen every pitch he's thrown down in the minors, but
most of them.
If you look at the line scores after he pitches, it seems like to me he's done a good job with his strikeouts, the walks, trying to keep those. That seems to be the problems that he's had is with those, with the control. And if he can manage that, then he could very well pitch for you when he needed to.
At what point in this season would you start to get nervous or concerned that, maybe this is just like the even years for Bochy, like you did with the Giants? World Series, missed the playoffs. World Series, missed. Are these even year situations?
I was going to ask. I was going to ask Jarrett this question because of, you got teams like the A's, the Royals, the Tigers, all these teams that are poor, supposedly poor teams that are playing well. And so you're kind of in baseball, it's hard to just get totally in the tank. I mean, we were so hopeful when we were in Oxnard in July, talking about the team. We're like, well, man, these trades, this is what's going to help us. And, sure enough, or the signings that they made. So I think with baseball, you really just got to, what we've learned, it's like such a long year. But to get disappointed right now, sure. But I'm also seeing, you know, I'm seeing, like I said, these teams like the Tigers, the A's, the Royals, they're all, you know, winning games like you would think the Rangers would be right now. I was disappointed in the A's series, but maybe I shouldn't be with the way that the, you know, the A's are like third in the division right now.
Yeah, I think that the good thing about this season, at least from a pitching standpoint, is you have, there is that light at the end of the tunnel with guys that are coming back. So you just feel like, okay, there's going to be that midseason shot in the arm there. But offensively, you know, if you put together enough stretches like they are right now offensively, then you can start to get a little bit worried. I am fully confident that this offense will get back to being what it is capable of being, which is the best offense in baseball, or at least top 3 to 5. And they haven't been that to this point. And so that would be the thing. If you start getting into deep into May and your offense hasn't really come around, then be like, okay, what's the deal here? Because that's not getting the shot in the arm like you are from a pitching standpoint.
Yes, I think if that happens, it would be Lankford struggling rookie year. Carter came way back down to earth and really hasn't found it yet. You know, Josh Smith falls off. Josh Young's still not healthy. It's probably going to be, you know, early to mid-June before you get Josh Young back. And I just think that would be a lot of things to have negative developments on. You know, certainly it's... it's baseball and anything's possible. But, I mean, Brian brought up the trade deadline. You brought up health. I'll bring up the fact that in 2015, I think they were 10 games back on August 1st, you know, and they tracked down the Astros in one of the most, you know, glorious silver boot seasons you'll ever experience. And, you know, Astros fans were crying as, you know, you finally track them down and get them there at the end of the season, make the playoffs. Ultimately, you don't do anything as, you know, you waste the lead against Toronto. But that was, you know, that to me left an indelible mark. And, you know, we can get into August 10 games back, I think, with this team, and I'll feel like, man, we just have to get healthy and go on a run and anything's possible. So get me to September 1st, like 8 or 9 games down, I think is what it would take.
Oh no! If you have the ability to get that pitching back that we thought about, well, we don't know how it's going to play. It could play like the Cowboys and the knee injuries and stuff like that, where all of a sudden players are struggling. But here we go, you know, coming back.
Yes, sir. It is. It's time now to step aside as the Rangers pregame show is coming up at 5 o'clock here in just a couple of minutes. Thanks to Lucius Alexander there in the Pimp Cup at Master Control. An abbreviated nation today. We'll be back tomorrow at about 3:45 or so. Thanks to Carter Freeman coordinating that video, 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Thanks to Chia Follow as well. And Woolchuck is on dad duty. Send him some love on social media. For Brian Broaddus, I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow after the game, you're going home with the nation. At ease.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.